Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is June the 23rd, Tuesday, 2020. I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on and Professor Joel Bolt. And there's a lot going on in this country. I mean, the attacks are unbelievable on the internet, on the phones, everywhere. So with that said, Jim, you want to give your report first, Mr. Fetzer?
Well, sure, Stu. I'll pick up a few highlights. We must, of course, talk about the rally in Tulsa. There were all kinds of efforts to scuttle it, to undermine it, even though protesters blocked access of many who turned out for the event. It had more than 10 million viewers on what I take was pay-per-view, plus a television audience, which Fox recorded as the largest in its history, another 10 million or so. So this may have been one of the largest political events in U.S. history. The Democrats, demonstrating their juvenile tendencies, sought to inflate the number of tickets sold by having a lot of reservations made that were just to inflate the number so they could subsequently claim that it had been much lesser. I mean, this is just a childish stunt. This is something that might be fit fraternity boys in a college contest, but it reinforces my belief that although in the past I regarded the parties as differing, where the Democratic Party were the mommy party, representing the maternal instincts of nurturing care, love, and affection. The Republicans, the daddy party, discipline, responsibility, honor, dignity. It's now very clear that the Democrats have descended into the party of children and the Republicans the party of the adults. Joel, your thoughts?
Yes. I have something for everybody, and I'm not going to give the name yet of the person who said this, but it is a well-known person, and it sums up my report during this telephone call. Listen carefully, everyone. And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out in every corner of this great nation. For it is you who have betrayed us. That is Senator Kamala Harris, June 18, 2020. And yes, she really said that.
She needs to be arrested.
Did she really say that? I tried to verify it, Joe. I wasn't able to verify it. Was this during the interview with Intelligencer?
I don't know. I'm just reading it off of Rince.
If she said this, she should be arrested for treason and sedition immediately by the American people. There's no Justice Department and there's no investigations of these people. But if she really said this, she needs to be arrested by the citizens and drug out into the streets and hold a grand jury on her right there.
Yeah, I think it's an important qualification. If she really said it, I sought to verify it this morning. I wasn't able to. I asked the source who had sent it to me to send me a link. I don't have it yet. But I agree that it's a very telling if it's true, if it's accurate, if she sent it. Meanwhile, there's so much else going on. We have Muhammad Ali's only biological son reporting his dad would have hated the racist Black Lives Matter. The legendary boxer and activist stood up against racism throughout his life. But Muhammad Ali Jr. said his dad would have been sickened by how the protests have turned to violence and looting after the death of George Floyd. And I'll have a comment on that as well, because we figured out how they faked it. Don't bust up stuff. Don't trash the place, he told the Post. You can peacefully protest. And I'm looking at a photograph with Muhammad Ali, who's in my pantheon of the greatest Americans of all time, along with JFK, Bobby, and Bill Russell with Don King and Donald Trump. I think that's very telling. Meanwhile, the UN actually shared the Antifa flag, told the U.S. Antifa had the right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly, but it generated a tremendous backlash, and they deleted the pro-Antifa flag tweet after the response was massive. George Soros gave Black Lives Matter and Antifa over $100 million. This is really distressing, but tells you who's behind this.
Why is the guy still breathing? George Soros, I hear he was in New York recently. I don't understand it. Where's the American people? Go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, George Soros has given Black Lives Matter and Antifa-related revolutionary movement more than $100 million. The Soros-run Open Society Foundation is on record giving Black Lives Matter $33 million this year alone. This is in concert with an array of funding for a variety of Democratic and DNC-related left-wing groups across the country. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are effectively the paramilitary wing of the Democratic Party. They are acting like North Korean brown shirts, domestic terrorists, Bolsheviks. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are hijacking George Floyd's death to advance a rapidly anti-American, anti-police, and operationally anti-black agenda. They have emerged pursuing the prairie fire strategy of opportunistic violence taken from the Marxist views of Saul Alinsky and the violent 70s political radical group, the Weather Underground. Black Lives Matter and Antifa, funded by Soros, are grossly damaging the very people they claim to represent. Let me add what we figured out about the George Floyd murder. Now, this is from interviews I've done with Danny Suros, who has an extensive law enforcement background on my show, The Raw Deal, and an interview I did with Nick Kohlerstrom from the UK on The Real Deal, which are intermittent video interviews I do. The way it was done is when they put the real George Floyd into the police car, which normally would have been the occasion to take him to the precinct, where the key when you're arresting a suspect is getting him into the car, because then he's under your control and you can get him to the precinct for booking, was they opened the other door and took out a mannequin. It was a mannequin they put on the ground. When they put it into the gurney, you can see footage that has no legs. And in fact, we even have a copy of the very mannequin that they were using there. The whole thing was totally fraudulent. So you had a group of crisis actors pretending to be police using a fake mannequin to precipitate the greatest looting and racial distress the United States has ever witnessed. Joel.
Well, all I can say is the reason that I brought up Kamala Harris is because of the level of violence that is going on. And it's not just here in the United States. It's throughout Europe. And we came within a hairbreadth of the statue of Jackson being pulled down. And you have these other actions of it's like the Bolshevik is going to come in and eliminate all of your identity. And that is what bothers me. And that's why I started my little talk here with what allegedly Kamala Harris has said.
No. Also, I heard today from others, I think including yourself, Joel, about the crosses. You're talking about breaking out windows and crosses and churches. Come on.
Yeah.
Stu, let me get there. I got it for you. Trump has denounced a wave of statue topplings. Statues of American historical figures, including George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who, along with James Madison, were the three most responsible for creating the United States as a democratic republic, are being forcefully toppled across the country, which the president has now denounced. Statues have been torn down across multiple states. In Portland, Oregon, protesters tore down a statue of Washington on June 8th. They wrapped the head in the American flag and lit it on fire. A statue of Thomas Jefferson was also toppled in Portland. Protesters in California toppled the statue of Juniper Serra, a Roman Catholic priest widely regarded as founder of the California missions. The Spanish embassy in Washington issued a series of tweets saying they deeply regretted the destruction of the statue and would like to offer a reminder of his great efforts in support of indigenous communities. Vandals in California have taken down statues of Francis Scott Key, who penned our national anthem, and Ulysses S. Grant, the general who helped win the Civil War, bring an end to slavery. One video of the scene shows a group of people dressed in black and cheering as they use a cord to pull down the statue of Key. Now, here's the one you've heard about, Stu. Tear them down. Race activist Sean King calls for a removal of all statues, murals, and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother. Race activist Sean King on Monday called for taking down all statues, murals, and stained glass of white Jesus and his European mother on Twitter to his 1.1 million followers. Yes, I think the statues of the white European they claim is Jesus should come down. They are a form of white supremacy, always have been. In the Bible, when the family of Jesus wanted to hide and blend in, guess where they went? Egypt, not Denmark. Tear them down. Completely disgusting. Trump has faulted state leaders for being weak, for not protecting the monuments. I don't like anything that's going on, Trump told Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends. Federal, I have stopped. Hey, they're going over a little bit around the world now. They want to remove the statue of Gandhi. All he wanted was peace. They want to take down Ulysses S. Grant. He's the one who stopped the Confederates, right? He was a great general. So Trump has now authorized Tuesday morning law enforcement to arrest anyone attempting to destroy historic statues on federal property. The president's declaration comes hours after radical leftists attempted to tear down a statue of Andrew Jackson, which stands in full view of the White House. Trump cited the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act, which addresses the destruction of statues commemorating those who have served in America's armed forces. The act reads in part, whoever willfully injures or destroys or attempts to injure or destroy any structure, plaque, statue, or other monument on public property commemorating the service of any person or persons in the armed forces of the United States shall be fined under this title, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. Very good move. Meanwhile, and this is utterly fascinating, this mayor has folded on the Summer of Love, moving to dismantle Chaz or CHOP protest zone after the shooting. Faced with growing pressure to crack down on the occupied protest zone following two weekend shootings, Seattle's mayor said Monday that officials will move to wind down the blocks-long span of city streets taken over 2 weeks ago. The AP has reported Mayor Jenny Durkan said at a news conference that violence was distracting from changes sought by thousands of peaceful protesters seeking to address racial inequality and police brutality. She said the city is working with the community to bring the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone to an end. The announcement was a remarkable turnaround for a Democratic mayor who received significant criticism for allowing rioters and protesters to take control of the neighborhood 2 weeks ago and then suggesting on CNN that the Chaz CHOP might become the epicenter of a long summer of love. After days of peaceful demonstration, two nights of shootings have clearly escalated the situation on Capitol Hill, Durkan's office said in a statement. We have been meeting with residents and small business owners to address their safety and disorder concerns, including the ability of first responders to access emergencies in the area. As many community groups are also urging, the mayor believes individuals can and should peacefully demonstrate, but the message cannot be lost in the violence. Meanwhile, rioters near the White House tried to tear down a presidential statue and set up a Black House autonomous zone. Former President Andrew Jackson to set up another autonomous zone, but the police have blocked the protesters' attempt to tear down the Andrew Jackson statue in Lafayette Park. New York City officials have sent the police to protect the iconic Columbus statue in Columbus Circle. Police were sent Monday to protect the iconic landmark, which was dedicated in 1892, stands 62 feet tall. The left wants it down. Meanwhile, and this is truly fascinating, looters chant, Allah Akbar, during Stuttgart's worst ever riot that turned the city into a battlefield. As police revealed, those involved were mainly young people with a migration black background. In other words, these were these immigrants that have been flooding into Europe. Now we know why. Looters shouted Allah Akbar as they ransacked shops in Stuttgart Saturday night. Most of those arrested came from a migrant background, it has emerged. Mobs attacked police with stones and bottles after a German teenager was arrested for a drug offense in clashes that quickly escalated into the city's worst ever night of rioting. Of the 24 arrested, 12 were foreign nationals, three of the other 12 German nationals with migrant backgrounds. It's really stunning what's going on here. I think there's no doubt that this is part of the effort to destroy Western culture and intellectualism in an effort to reduce everything to chaos to rebuild their desired socialist society. Joel.
Joe, you still there?
Stu.
Sounds like we lost him.
Yeah,
oh, man. I couldn't give a better report, Jim. Now, this is all based on one world government, Satanism, and getting everybody tattooed with the virus, the chips, credit debit inside the so-called coronavirus Gates virus, antivirus with it's got DNA changer in it, the shot that they want to give the whole planet. Jim, they've gone overboard. I think we need, as Americans, all of us, to start standing up and start taking these people out, arrest them. There's ways of doing it. You can recall them. You can do all kinds of stuff. The forum's up on StuWeb.com. Now, Jim, what's your thoughts?
I have more for you. Get this. Black Lives Matter founder admits we are trained Marxists. Our goal is to get Trump out. Patrice Cullors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter, just admitted they are trained Marxists. Their goal is to get Trump out. Speaking to Jake Tapper on CNN Friday, Cullors said President Trump not only needs to not be in office in November, but that he should resign now. Cullors added she thinks the president is not fit for office. And what the Black Lives Matter organization is doing is pushing to get Trump out. They're going to continue to push and pressure Joe Biden around his policies in relationship to policing and criminalization. That's going to be important. But our goal is to get Trump out. In a resurfaced interview from 2015, now that was 5 years ago, Cullors responded to a communist colleague who is concerned that there's a lack of ideological direction in Black Lives Matter that would allow it to fizzle out in comparison to Occupy Wall Street. In response, Cullors said that the movement does actually have an ideological frame and that she herself and Alicia Garza, another of its founders, are trained organizers. Meanwhile, we have the head of the Black Caucus chair in the House breaking with Black Lives Matter. In an interesting sign of growing distance between the black radical racists of Black Lives Matters and defund the police movement and the Democratic black political establishment in D.C., Congressional Black Caucus chairwoman Representative Karen Bass of California earlier this week expressed her distaste for the term defund the police. I've told some friends that's probably one of the worst slogans ever, said Bass in a Washington Post live broadcast. She's also savvy enough to understand the slogan and its message is political suicide, not just with swing voters, but with black urban voters who would suffer the most if police departments would lose funding to such a degree they could not fulfill their public safety functions to those in those sometimes crime-ridden areas. Police officers are the first to say they're law enforcement, not social workers, she observed. What we have done in our country is not invested in health, social, and economic problems in communities. We leave the police to pick up the pieces. In my city, Los Angeles, for example, on any given night, we have over 40,000 persons who are homeless. Why should the police be involved in that? Meanwhile, from Zero Hedge, a really important article by Tom Luongo, the U.S. is in civil war, and why Berman's firing matters. the U.S. is in a civil war. It began 4 years ago after Donald Trump's election and has finally boiled over into open warfare here in 2020. From the moment the protests against the killing of George Floyd were hijacked into looting and rioting, I worried that this turning into something greater, something with a far higher purpose. Within a couple of days, it was obvious the U.S. was now the subject of a color revolution of the same type and buildup that occurred in places like Ukraine, Georgia, Egypt, Serbia, and others. And it's pretty clear the color of our revolution isn't orange or brown or violet, it's black. The question I have are, why is this happening now? The obvious answer is the full court press to deny Trump a second term. That's a practically stated goal at this point. But I feel this is far deeper than that and likely has to do with knowing that Trump has pieces in place post Jeffrey Epstein raid murder to upset the deep state's apple cart. The thought line here is that both of these stories attack the heart of the color revolution process, the moneyed interests behind them, useful idiots shooting each other in downtown Seattle or knocking statues to Thomas Jefferson are not the story. They are the means to power to be discarded. Useful idiots eventually become useless eaters in any post-Marxist revolution worth discussing. But for the people who foment these things, they have to start with laying the groundwork. And the stronger the local cultural institutions and local economic power, the longer and harder they have to work to undermine it. The U.S. has been under constant attack this way since before even World War II, going back to Comintern, which never ended. It just morphed into today's NGOs. Trump and Orban represent leaders who understand this problem explicitly and are trying to dismantle the apparatus arrayed against them. Let's start with the Southern District of New York. It is close to the most lawless place in the world for all practical purposes because the highest crimes committed there, those of finance and systemic looting by the banks who are the financiers of the Davos crowd's push for transnational control, go unpunished. Headline-grabbing fines, which are 0.1% of the money and power stolen by Wall Street, is not effective government oversight. Regulatory capture is real, and the Southern District of New York is the poster child. For those wanting Trump to make good on his promises to drain the swamp, the Southern District of New York is the source of the swamp's lifeblood, money. It allows the worst crimes to go unpunished, fueling the Marxist rants of the Occupy Wall Street crowd, who have morphed into Black Lives Matter and are actively moving toward open warfare with the U.S. government. I think that is the big picture, Stu.
I think you've got that pretty much right. You know, Jim, this protesting and all the stuff, it is paid. It's paid by Soros. And he funded these two groups, Black Lives Matters and Antifa. Now, what we're seeing is demonstration of legitimate people out on the streets. But at night, we've seen the robbing, the looting, now tearing down the statues, et cetera. And they're paid stooges to be doing this. I've seen a massive increase on Interstate 70 in Kansas City. Interstate runs east and west cross country of all kinds of tags from everywhere. And there are these young punks running around grabbing their paychecks that are doing the violence. And I know that. I need to be looking at that, stopping these people. Now, there's going to be so many arrested, but we have legitimate people out there that are making change, black people, that are pushing for civilian police oversight committees. The mayors are caving into it. The police departments are caving into it, and it's good. Now, I've seen three arrests just on the morning news of police officers in the past few days for murder, for crimes they committed. They need to be taken off the streets. We need civilian police oversight committees. We need people out there demonstrating. But we also need the patriots out there demonstrating stop 5G, stop chemtrails, stop HART. Start waking the president up to things that he has probably no idea. Now, they pretty much cratered his first term between the false dossier that the Clintons created along with Jeb Bush and John McCain. And gave it to Strzok and all that whole crap. And then it ran to impeachment. Then we had the coronavirus, which happened to be a lab out of a bacterial form that they did turn loose out of a lab they caught the Harvard crowd. Now, that was being passed to who? George Soros' lab that he owns over in China, has ownership in. Now, I still say, how come this guy has not been arrested? We got to put a stop to certain things. This country, we as Americans have to move on these politicians. Now's the time to be doing it. Now's the time to be recalling them. Because if they come around to chip me, I don't know about the rest of you, but it's revolution time. Jim, you got another report or any comments?
No, I think that Trump is now moving to take care of this. I think we're going to see mass arrests of rioters and looters and prosecution, which is going to break the back. The fact that Seattle has succumbed now, that the mayor's come around shutting it down, is a very good sign. Trump's strategy was rope-a-dope, modeling Muhammad Ali. Let them show who they really are. I think the whole country is aghast. And, in fact, this is going to reinforce black voters supporting Trump. It's going to backfire on the Democrats massively. They've shown their true hand. The country doesn't like it. We had a poll already on the 5th of June showing 40% of black likely voters, too, not just blacks, but black likely voters were supporting Trump. That percentage is going to increase.
Good. It needs to increase because we got to keep them in there. We got to change the country, and we have to do it by getting rid of this Congress and the Senate. There's only three of them up there that I would say keep. Jim Jordan, Gates, and Nunes or whatever his name is. The rest of them need to be recalled. They need to be out of office, folks. And believe me, the voting boosts do not work, and here's why. West Star Satellite System, part of Raytheon, the U.S. government's contractor, is Daddy Bush, Dallas, Texas. He controls the voting machines. He controls sonar technology. They shoot it at a million people in America. It breaks down your immune system. He owns that, Raytheon. That's spook world. They call it Division Number 4 of the CIA, Raytheon, Dallas, Texas. It's where they operate. They go in and change on voting day. Even if you got the punch card like Missouri has, and you punch it and everything, you take it over and they take the tab off and hand it to you and you stick it in the machine. That's an electronic machine. That satellite changes it. This is the reason you don't see any faces change in Washington, D.C. We keep getting the same crowd. 40 years of the shit, of the same person. Now, go ahead, Jim.
Well, it's just I got to do another show, my friend. It's so great being on with you, Stu. I always appreciate these opportunities.
You too. I thank you very much,
You got
Jim.
It, my friend.
And I'm just going to ask everybody, normally I don't ask for contributions, but this month I got to come up with an extra $5 for the server to keep the show going and so forth. With that said, Jim, thank you very much. And thank you, Joel. And have a good day, folks.